great American fisherman, he'd fish anywhere, anywhere there's water.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. Speaking of the great American fisherman, we have one on the line. Now, the fact that he resides in La Paz, Baja California, sir, changes things a little bit. But, Grizz, you are a great American fisherman.
Well, thank you, John. I've been fishing all over the United States and Mexico ever since I've been a little kid, and really enjoy it. And, you know, it's exciting this time of the year, John. It's time to get the rods out, clean them up, and check the boats out, change the oil, because spring is in the air, and it's starting to happen.
Well, isn't it, what they say, spring is when a young man's fashion turns to fishing? Or thoughts of fishing?
I don't know. You probably made that up, John.
Yeah, I did. I did.
So, generally, I think spring is when a young man starts looking at young women.
I know. That's the other part of it.
That's true spring.
So, you know what, Grizz, I tell you what. Yeah. Now, that's true love is when you can find a woman that loves to fish.
Yeah, or she's so ugly nobody else will have her.
Oh,
you know, John, I'm just playing around.
Yeah,
but,
know.
John, I got to tell you, the fishing has really picked up down here.
Well,
we've got striped marlin. We've got tons of Dorado. We've got giant pargo or dogtooth snappers. Everything is having yellowtail.
Well,
Grizz,
last time we were on, I think it was last week that you'd mentioned that the sardinas, which had been pretty much gone for the last 5 years, are back in full strength.
Well, we've seen, yesterday I was talking to a guy over in Punta Arena, and there was bait balls everywhere, and he was just slaying the Dorado, 25 to 35 pounders.
Mm-hmm. Traditionally, but from the area that you're talking about, you know, they don't have boats that go out and get bait. When you get on the Ponga in the morning, the captain will usually just go up the coast about a mile, and where there's a sandy shoreline, apparently the predators push these sardinas up close to shore. And you'll take your casting net out, and he'll fill up a couple of five-gallon buckets, and you're off to go.
Yeah, depends on what you're fishing with. That's not basically what it happens anymore. What happens anymore, you've got guys that go out with their nets, like you say, and cast, and then they come up along the side of your boat, and they sell them to you.
Well, yeah, you can do that if you,
and that's
if you want to do it the easy way.
It sure takes away a lot of time.
Yeah, it does. That's the easy way. And then get some of the live caballitos and such. But apparently, and again, we talk about this all the time, people tend to think that whatever is happening, that's the way it is. And it's like if it hasn't rained for 3 years, it's never going to rain again. If the water temperature's up, that means it's getting hotter every year. But you and I know that things go in cycles, and these sardinas that seem to have pretty much gone away for the last 5 years, it looks like they're back, and that's what we need to bring the big fish back.
Yeah, John, things are really happening. I mean, all the way from La Bocana, all the way down, the fishing is good. Everybody's catching lots of fish. And me, I'm spending this weekend just putting my boat together, putting out the new outriggers on, and getting ready for the big season.
Okay. And we mentioned a little bit earlier, but we want to mention Real Fun Adventures. .com, and you go to that. Easy way is to listen to the show on our website, which is fishtalkradio.com, and right on the front page. And right on the front page also is a thing that says Real Fun Adventures. Click on that, and we've got some information about your Magdalena Bay facility and putting a trip together for that. But if there's anything, any place you want to go, go to that site. If you don't find it, give us a call, and it's not there because we haven't put it up yet. So whatever you want to do, just let us know. And you might even get the opportunity to fish with the Grizz.
Yeah, that would be great. We're doing a lot of fishing this year in Mag Bay, also in the estuaries for corbina and everything. And, you know, give us a call or get a hold of John, and he'll send you my way.
And also, sometime in the next couple of weeks, we wanted to do it before, but Magdalena Bay, the fishing, we want to get you and Larissa on from Larissa Unleashed on. You guys spent for about 5 or 6 days fishing the Mag Bay, and we want to find
17.
Out about that. 17 days?
All the way down the coast.
Well, no, just in Mag Bay.
Oh, just in Mag Bay, 5 days.
Yeah, and how many fish were you catching per day?
Over 100.
Yep.
Well, that's each person.
That's what we want to talk about. So in the next couple of weeks, we'll get that arranged. Now, Grizz, we're going to be talking today with the editor of someone that you know well, Mark Lassane. He's the editor and publisher of Bass Angler Magazine. Or I think it's bassanglermag.com, but we'll find out for sure. And we're going to be talking about freshwater bass and why it's so popular. So, you know, there are some people that are professional, you know, blue water anglers that enter a lot of contests, but percentage-wise, very, very, very few. But you'll never find a professional trout angler, but bass angling is huge, and there's probably thousands and thousands of pro or semi-pro bass anglers. So we want to try and find
out. Or people that say they are.
Well, that's all it takes. If you say you are, right?
Yep.
No. It takes more than that, Grizz. You have to have a jacket with decals on it.
Oh, yeah. And you have to talk like this. I catch all those bass with my bare hands.
Grizz,
and then
come on.
You're a bass pro.
Grizz, there's going to be bass anglers listening to this. You're going to get me in trouble.
I know that, and they'll all be laughing when they hear it.
But anyway, we're going to find out about why that is, and we're going to talk to Mark, because I believe there you can go bass fishing in every state in the United States except Alaska. I'm not even sure about Hawaii, but probably there. But they are very durable. They're very hard fighting. And, of course, you know, it's mostly all catch and release. But, you know, I think part of the reasons we're going to find out is that they are so aggressive. And they'll put anything in their mouth. And that's why, you know, they're not real finicky. And that's why bass anglers are able to use artificial lures and different techniques, because they will strike when they're hungry. But they'll strike just because if there's something that's annoying them. So we're going to find out.
Yeah,
more
they're
about
very
that.
Aggressive fish, and they're a lot of fun to catch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, they made everything from beer can lures to
yeah.
plastic worms. I mean, there's so much money in it because basically, like you said, John, you can throw anything out there and they'll hit it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you've got some great bass fishing in mainland Mexico, too, don't you?
Oh, we got great stuff happening. Yeah. El Salto, Lopez Martellos, I mean, no, Vicente Guerrero, Sugar mm-hmm. Lake. Best bass fish in the world, as far as I'm concerned, is down here.
Well, you know, I think they like warmer water. And the other thing about fishing down there is they don't get as much pressure, because normally the people that go fishing in Mexico or the indigenous, the reason they go is not just to have a good time, it's to feed their family. But bass is not something that you catch to eat. So, you know, it's... they don't get as much pressure, and there's so many of them in the lakes.
Well, the indigenous people that fish with nets generally target tilapia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they go for, and they don't really, because, you know, John, bass is a game fish, therefore it is illegal to sell them in the stores.
Okay.
And tilapia is not, so that's why they go after them. They can't sell a bass.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go into a grocery store and buy, you know, a fillet of bass. It's illegal.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, that leaves.
You better believe it is. I've been fighting for a long time for that. Just
right.
The same we do with Dorado too.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Because I know that's what your philosophy is that you like to catch them and you want them to still be there when you go back to catch them again.
Well, want somebody else to have the same chance we do.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have to go to a break, Grizz, in coming up. And when we come back, we'll see if we can get Mark Lassane to come on. And we're going to have 12 minutes talking about maybe a little bit about history of bass and some of their characteristics, where they are, what type they are. And I'm sure he's going to give us some tips on catching them also. So, Grizz, if you don't mind hanging in there, we would love
we'll
to have
be
you.
Here, John.
And we'll let you and Mark talk about bass fishing.
Okay. Okay.
All righty. Be right back, you guys. This is Fish Talk Radio. Make sure you go to fishtalkradio.com and Facebook for Fish Talk Radio. We've got interesting stuff all the time.
All for the dream of the fishing. I wait to find it was all a dream of mine. And back to work on Monday's my condition. Yeah, back to work on Monday's my condition.
It's time for the 38th annual Fred Hall Show, the ultimate outdoor experience, March 26th to the 29th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest travel show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. It's San Diego's number one show. Don't miss the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, the Savage Gear Bass Tank, the Accurate Reel Saltwater Tank, Air Gun Ranges, archery, casting, and dozens of family fun activities. Over 200 high-quality seminars presented by Progressive Insurance, Cousins Tackle, Hobie Kayaks, and the World Fishing Network. Enter to win a custom Sea of Cortez fishing trip to Rancho Leonero, a pair of Accurate fishing reels, or a Hobie Pro Angler Kayak. Kids free, kids fish free, military free. The 38th Annual Fred Hall Show, March 26th to the 29th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at fredhall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Sandos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years' experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
It's a beautiful day, oh, what do you say? Let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and I've got some VIPs from all over the world. We are continuing on with the Grizz, Mike Ritz, a.k.a. the Grizz, out of the beautiful city of Peace, La Paz, Baja California, sir. And, you know, we won't want to pump Grizz up too much, but his television career is exploding. He's got, what, three or four channels on that are playing in the U.S. now, Grizz?
Actually, we got eight.
Oh, well, okay. Well, anyway, you're easy to find. Go to the website. And which one is that now? It's you can go to...
You go to the website, asobonline.com. Or if you want to go to the hotel one where we got the kayaking, all that fishing is www.mangroveinbaja.com.
Okay. And I know if you go to ASOB Online, it'll redirect you to your new site, but that's okay as long as you get you. And then also, before we get too far into it, the editor and publisher of Bass Angler Magazine, and that is, let me guess, it was BassAnglerMag.com. Was that right, Mark?
That works, but, you know, we just shortened it, so now it's BassMag.com.
BassMag.com. Well, that's even better. So the less they have to remember, the easier it is for me. So bass fishing, bass fishing magazine, bassmag.com. That's a no-brainer.
And or just type in the world's greatest bass magazine and it'll come up.
Or you can type in the world's greatest bass angler and Mark Lassane will come up.
There you go.
Anyway, that's enough of that. Let's get back into what we wanted to talk about. And apparently, you and Grizz, of course, Grizz has spent his last decade or so in La Paz, but there is some bass fishing in Mexico. But, Mark, if you wouldn't mind, just go ahead and start off with why bass fishing as opposed to any other type of fishing, catfish or trout or whatever it is. Why bass fishing is so important in the United States. And then a little bit of history on that, and you guys can talk, and maybe you can give us some tips after all of that.
You know, I think why it's so important is bass are a predator fish. So they'll almost bite anything. You know, they strike out of reaction, out of hunger. Sometimes we don't know why they bite. But you can have days with bass like no other fish. I mean, you can have magical days. I've had days where I've caught over 200 fish in a day. So, and I don't know another species of fish that you can do that. And you can catch them, release them, you know, let them go, and you can come back next week and catch them again. It's just, you know, it can just be a magical time. The first time I went bass fishing, I think I caught like 30 or 40, and I was pretty much hooked after that. It's been just a great run, you know, since then.
Now, bass are found.
They are fun. You know, they jump, they run, they dive. I think they do about any kind of action that any fish will do. Don't you, Mark? I mean, I've seen them jump clear out of the water like marlin. I've seen them dive down like a tuna. I mean, you can just expect anything out of them.
Mark, can you tell us where you can find bass fishing and maybe why that is?
We can find bass fishing. There's bass in every state of the Union except for Alaska. Alaska is just too cold. Bass are a warm water species. So the further south you go, the more prevalent they'll be. You know, Florida, Georgia, Texas, California, you know, all those states are really, the bass are very prevalent in those areas. So, but they do have them in all the states, all across the Union, like I said, except Alaska. And, you know, I mean, guys are sending me pictures on my Facebook site about catching them under the ice. So, I mean, you can catch them in almost any circumstance. And, you know, like Grizz was saying, I mean, they're a lot of fun. I mean, once you hook them, I mean, they fight really hard. They'll get down. They know to get down in the structure and the stuff and, you know, to tangle you up or, you know, to jump real high and throw the hook. And, you know, they have a lot of tricks up their sleeve. So it just makes it really fun and challenging to catch them.
Mm-hmm. What are the different types and strains of bass, Mark?
Well, there's three. In tournament fishing, there's basically three different types of bass. It's a smallmouth bass, spotted bass, and a largemouth bass. So, and then there's several subspecies of those. And then you also have striped bass and white bass. Those are a little bit different species, not as sought after as the spots, smallmouth and largemouth. So, you know, smallmouth like to hang around rocks, and, you know, spotted bass like to go deep. A lot of times they'll suspend. Largemouth like to hang around the cover and, you know, be close to different items. So, you know, there's a lot of lakes that have all three species, so you can kind of target a lot of different things and, you know, really mix it up and catch a bunch of different fish, the three different species.
And, Grizz, what do you find in Mexico?
Well, I would like to say we had smallmouth bass, but we don't. We've got all largemouth bass here. But like Mark said, we have subspecies. You know, you got the Florida strain we have down here. Then we have the wild one we have down here that don't get so big. So, I mean, I would say there's probably 5 or 6 different subspecies of the big bass down here, depending on what state you go to. The like the Salto, Mark, that was the Florida strain was brought in, right?
Right. You know, and a little bit about those subspecies. The Florida strain grow faster and grow bigger, but they're more temperamental. When a front comes through, they're way harder to catch. And the northern strain, this talk about largemouth here, are easier to catch, but they don't quite get as big.
Yeah, and we've got the, they call them the native. Now, I don't know if they're native or not. They're almost a silvery largemouth in Durango and Zacatecas and those states. And they're real easy to catch. They're just not much size. You know, 6 pounds, 7 pounds, a monster. I've never seen one over, right. I think the biggest one I've ever caught is 8 pounds. And that was like in all my life. Fishing.
Now, what about smallmouth? And when you're in a bass contest, you know, if you're a professional or semi-professional bass angler that we talked about, and of course we did mention before you came on what it takes to be a professional bass angler. Maybe Grizz will explain that again. But when you're tournament fishing, are you fishing for any type of bass or just largemouth or what?
Well, great question. And that all depends on the time of the year and the lake that you're fishing. You know, if you're in a lake that, like, take Lake Havasu, for instance, they have largemouth and smallmouth. Well, it used to be only, you'd only want to weigh in largemouth in the tournaments because the largemouth were much bigger than the smallmouth. And now the smallmouth have really taken off there, and you can catch a lot of 5 pound smallmouth. So, you know, 5 pounder in a tournament is a really good one. So, So every lake is different. You know, like California Delta has all three species, but if you're not weighing in largemouth, you're not going to win because those are the big ones.
Well, just a real quick thing, when I was looking at the history of this, I found out that when the bass spawn, the male and female come together, but not physically together. They just get they can the same proximity and kind of tilt, and where the eggs are released and the sperm is released at the same time. But I thought was interesting is actually the male is the one that sticks around and guards the nest.
Right, and you know what? And those fish are catchable. You know, everybody has a different opinion about catching those fish. We call them fry garters, and you can throw usually like a bright colored spinnerbait or something that looks like a crappie or a small carp. You know, because they're guarding the fry. So a lot of times they're pretty easy to catch. Usually, you know, we let them go right away if we do catch one. You know, so what they'll do is they'll guard the fry for a little while, then they'll eat a little bit of the fry, and that kind of teaches, you know, the other brothers and sisters that, hey, we better get out of here.
You know? Oh, George,
predators
what happened?
Around.
But anyway, Grizz, would you mind repeating what you told me off air about what it takes to be a professional bass angler?
John, you want to get me in trouble.
Yeah, I do.
First of all, as you said, John, you got to have a shirt with every type of fishing lure and reel sewed on it.
Yep.
Then you got to have a red hat, a red baseball cap of some type.
Yeah.
And then you got to say, hey, guys, I caught me a really big bass the other day. And you have to talk like that there. And then you're a professional bass fisherman.
And you have to have a boat that goes 200 miles an hour.
Yeah. They'll blow the hair right off your head.
Okay. Anyway, Mark, how does that sound?
I'm not sure, you know, maybe if you're in, you know, deep Louisiana or somewhere, maybe like that. You know, we see those guys around. We call them patch pirates, you know, the ones that get all the patches from every different lure company and pick
patch
them on
pirates,
their shirts
and
talk about how they go fish with Kevin Van Dam, you know. But, you know, a professional bass angler is kind of a different breed. You know, they eat, sleep, you know, breathe bass.
Yeah.
You know, and being a professional is you know, as much marketing as it is fishing. So
well, of course,
a lot involved in
Mark,
that.
Of course we were kidding. We've only got about a minute
left.
Oh,
yeah, sure.
Of course we were just kidding. But if you want to be a professional bass angler, the smart thing to do would be to go to bassmag.com.
Exactly. Right? You know, they need to subscribe to the magazine, and then they can read all about it. So we have a lot of good stuff.
Right. Well, we appreciate you coming on, and, you know, you're kind of busy, so we didn't get as much time with you as we really need to get some tips and such, but I don't think we want to try and jump into that in 30 seconds, so I guess that means we're going to have to bring you back. But it is that time of the year. Get your boats ready, get your patches sewed on, and
and start learning and to talk like this.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark, maybe next week we can talk about some lipless crankbaits and some rip baits and some ways to catch some bass right about now. So it's really good.
That sounds good.
So now's the time to get out there.
That's good. Hey, we appreciate that. Mark Lassane from BassMag.com, and we're going to be gone for just a couple of minutes. Grizz, if you can hang on, we're going to be going back to La Paz. So listen to Fish Talk Radio. We're going to be right back with you.
Looking for that special family experience? Want to really get your money's worth? Then come to the Fred Hall Show March 26th to the 29th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. For 38 years, we've provided world-class deals and world-class fun for men, women, and children. And when it's time to go home, you'll want to do it all again. If you love fishing, boating, international travel, or camping, it's the ultimate outdoor experience, and the kids are free. The Fred Hall Show March 26th to the 29th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check us out at fredhall.com. And remember,
it's a whale of a show.
The road stretches for miles in front of you, and with the Ram 1500, you'll be able to reach mile after open mile. It gets a best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway, so your destination won't just be determined by your gas gauge, but by your gauge for achievement. And the Ram 1500 is the first ever back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Guts. Glory. Ram. See your local Ram dealer today for great deals. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at VivaLaPaz.com. Viva La Paz!
I wish that I was fishing on Lake Placid Bay. Sun is out, I'm doing.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and I have a couple of VIPs from the City of Peace, Baja California, sir, the City of La Paz. And we've been talking to Grizz a little bit, and we mentioned earlier that as things go in cycles, there's good years and not so good years, but it looks like the bait is back. And Eduardo, I'm sure you already know, but it looks like we've got some great fishing going on down there. But give us a quick idea for what you can see from the resort and some of the activities that you guys got going on there and all these boats that are going out catching fish.
Hi, how are you, John? How are you, Mike?
Fantastic.
Hey, I'm here, buddy.
How are you, amigo?
Well, like I was telling John, Ed, we have got everything happening now in La Paz. We've got yellowtail, we've got Dorado, and we've got those really big pargo or those snappers showing up everywhere. And the bait balls are back. And then, of course, Eduardo, we got the whale sharks.
And the whale shark, exactly. No, all the people is happy having a great, great beginning of the spring break here, but it's taking a lot of fun fishing, no?
And you've got a lot of gray whales down there now, too, right?
That's right.
The gray whales are passing through. I guarantee you, if you go out, you'll see two or three of them every time you go out. We went out yesterday, and we had gray whales, and we've seen the whale sharks. I think there's something like 58 of them right now in front of La Paz.
Wow. And those are the ones you don't want to touch them, but they're very docile, and they are a whale. No, they are a whale.
They're a shark.
They are a shark, but they look like a whale, but they're not mammals. They're a fish.
Right, John. The reason they're called whale shark is they are a shark. They have no bones in them, like any shark or any ray. They're all cartilage, and they are the size of a whale. There's two or three of them right now. Eduardo can tell you this, and Stan beside me, right around between 38 and 42 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's right, correct. Now, it's just bigger. Right in front of here in the bay in Costa Baja, because you can have it on a paddleboard and you can see them.
Okay, so you can stay at the resort. And do you have boats or paddleboards or anything that people can use?
Sure. We have paddleboards, kayaks, and you can have them just in 8 minutes, 10 minutes. You can have a lucky day, and you will see them.
Wow, that's fantastic! And of course, you're one of the few, if any, of the resorts that's actually right on the beach, and you've got a beautiful beach right next to you. You've got pools, and it's the only 5-star resort in La Paz. But in spite of that, it's about half the price of what you would expect to pay for a resort of that type.
Yeah, we are the only 5-star hotel right on the beach. We have a beautiful, beautiful beach club where we have a lot of water toys and where we have a lot of promos for the summertime. And right now, we have, if you stay with us, you visit our website and you will get a special offer for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And the, special offer all you have to do is just mention my name and Eduardo will take good care of you. Right, Eduardo?
No, he'll throw you out.
You have to tell them the
name. I tried that.
Name.
I went to the friend and Johnny said, get out.
Well, you get a special deal, but you don't get a room. And this right now, of course, it's spring break. It's a little bit busy, I think, coming up. But they've got some great airfares down there. And I always recommend you can fly into La Paz. I recommend you fly into the Los Cabos and then take some transportation. Grizz will pick you up or the hotel will pick you up. Take you right to the resort. Maybe Grizz will take you fishing. Eduardo will give you a paddleboard to go out and play with the whale sharks, and then, of course, you've got all that tremendous diving and fishing right close by. Okay, we are going to go to Bart Hall from the Hall Show. We just finished the one up in Long Beach, and we're going back to the Hall Show in Del Mar, and we're going to see if we can get Bart back on. I think that we've got calls coming from all over the world, and they got mixed up on the satellite, but not a problem. We're going to be right back with that. And then, of course, I'd like to follow up with the okay. All right, now we've got Bart back on the line. Bart, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's get going with it. Sorry about that. I think we got too many calls going too many different directions. Bart Hall from the Fred Hall Shows. We just finished up in Long Beach. And I had the pleasure of helping out at the Baja Department of Tourism that had a booth there. And, of course, they sent up all these pretty girls. So that was not a problem helping out there for a little bit. But, if you want to give a quick recap of that. But right now we want to talk about the Del Mar Show coming up right close to San Diego at the end of a couple of weeks.
Okay, a quick recap is it was one of the best shows in history, and it is already the largest show of its kind in the world, and we're very thankful that people came in such large numbers, and everyone seemed to have a great time.
Mm-hmm. Bart, I kind of get the suspicion that, when things the economy kind of took a nosedive, every year things have been getting better, and people are starting to loosen up and thinking about taking vacations and, getting back into, what they really want to do. And, of course, the best way to do that is to go to the Hall Show, because you've got, I don't know how many destination booths you have there, but it's got to be 100, 200, I don't know.
Yeah, it is. And the thing is, the funny thing is that actually our attendance numbers have been very stable throughout all of the recession. And yet people would say, oh, boy, it wasn't very good this year. Oh, man, this was terrible. And this year everybody's going, boy, it's really great. But, you know, and even though we were up quite a bit, you know, on the weekend, we really can't do much more because we use all available parking. So the increases are always pretty much during the week. But what's happening is that people do have more money, or feel that they have more money, or feel like they're not as stressed as they were, and they seem to be coming out in large numbers and participating in the economy, both for fishing trips and mm-hmm. fishing tackle and buying boats.
Oh yeah.
Of course, it helps to have fish like we've had locally over this last year. This is the best fishing season in history. So it's all kind of working together. But in Del Mar, for example, last year we had a 17% increase in attendance, which is unheard of in a show that old. It's 38 years old. And so, you know, we've seen a lot. That was actually much larger than the increase we saw at Long Beach last year. Now, this year, Long Beach has turned around dramatically. But it's very interesting to see the two economies, the two cities, how they interact. But Del Mar is one of the bigger shows in the country as well. It's, of course, not as big as Long Beach, and nothing is. It's, and unfortunately for Del Mar, it gets compared to Long Beach. But really, it just stands on its own. We'll have more booths there this year than we've ever had at any time in the history of the San Diego show. We're going to have lots of boats. The entire O'Brien building is filled with great boats, big boats, little boats, you know, pontoon mm-hmm. boats, ski boats, fishing boats. They've got it all. And, of course, resorts. Now, we don't have the same number of resorts in Del Mar that we have in Long Beach. But what happens is that the people who come down there from the resort industry, both from warm weather and from cold weather, tend to do very, very well. It's the end of the season for most of the Alaska lodges, for example, and the people that are there usually fill up what they have left in their resorts. And, of course, in the warm water climates, down there south of the border, you know, this is like old home week. You know, to go mm-hmm. from San Diego to Baja is nothing. You know?
Right. Well, we do have Mike Ritz, I think, is still hanging in there, the Grizz that's out of La Paz. And, you know, Grizz set me up this time with the Mexico Tourism Board to help out at that booth. And so, and they really enjoyed it, had a great time. It really works. But there's so many different varieties. Whatever you're looking for, you can find it. And as we talked about all the time throughout the years, Bart, it's nuts. You know, this is, you can go to Disneyland or SeaWorld or things, but, you know, this is, you know, for the price of admission, I think it's probably better than any of those. The only thing is that it's difficult to do in one day, so you might want to at least spend 2 days there. And as Bart said, it might be a good idea to go maybe Thursday or Friday instead of Saturday or Sunday.
In Del Mar, we're only open Thursday through Sunday, so... Mm-hmm. In Long Beach is 5 days and Del Mar is 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really looking forward to it. The Long Beach was great. We think Del Mar is going to be great too. So we're very, very excited.
Well, and of course, if anybody wants more information, you can go anywhere on the internet and it's going to pop up number one. But if what's the website that the people can find out more and find out about all the seminars that are going constantly?
Yeah, they just go to www.fredhall.com. That should come up. Mm-hmm. And there is over 200 seminars during that show. And we actually have a more complete seminar area for kayaks than we had in Long Beach. We had kayaks on the lagoon in Long Beach, but we only had a few seminars. And just we're having a seminar every hour from famous kayak fishermen. And that's really outstanding. And also for the public, we have the San Diego County Ford dealers is presenting the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, which was not.
I saw that a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, yeah. Well, it looks like we're running out of time, but just punch in your dad's name, fredhall.com, and it's everything that you ever want to know and see about the world of fishing and the outdoors, hunting, fishing, boats, trailers. It's all there. Bart, we appreciate you coming on, and you're doing such a great job, and we'll be talking to you again next week.